Hi there. The word for you today is reach outside your comfort zone. In Romans 10 verse 14, we read, how can they hear unless someone tells them? One author writes, and I quote, while visiting my parents, I needed a haircut. So I went to where my mom goes. As the owner, Jim, trimmed my hair, we started talking about spiritual things. Well, the more we talked, the more he cut. I ended up with a very short haircut. But our conversation about Jesus was worth it. Later, when I suggested to my mom that she invite Jim and his wife to church, she said, there's no way they'd be interested. They lead a pretty wild life. I don't know two people further from God. Nevertheless, next time she went to the salon, she shot up a silent prayer. God, I don't think these people are interested in you, so if you want me to say anything, make something happen. Well, just then Jim's wife spoke up and said, I understand you're in a group that discusses spiritual things. We'd like to come. Well, Pam and Jim eventually prayed with my folks and gave their lives to Christ, all because of a conversation that developed over a series of haircuts. This kind of reaction rarely happens. Most Christians spend virtually all their time with other Christians. But when it comes to important matters, people listen to people they trust, especially about spiritual matters. Paul writes, how can people have faith in the Lord if they have never heard about him, and unless someone tells them? If people are going to be reached for Christ, for the most part, it'll happen through friends, not strangers. So, cultivate a relationship with somebody who works at a restaurant you frequent, or the people at your health club. Have the neighbors over for dinner. Follow Christ's example, and start befriending people who don't know God, because that's how they'll get to know him.